Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Tracy's from Oxford. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Where is Oxford?
Hey, how are you?
Where's Oxford?
Oxford is
England.
About 15 minutes outside of Worcester.
Oh, that's
Worcester,
far.
Kid.
My gosh, that seems
so
like it's another time zone to me.
No, literally. Yeah. That feels like California.
You got to pack a bag lunch to get
seriously,
out there.
No. I drive to Worcester, and it's like I feel like I'm in the car for like 3 days.
Yes. It's very fun.
And she does it every day. God bless you, Tracy. Mm.
Thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Tracy?
Yes. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Tracy, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. I understand your kids are huge fans. Is it Tanner and Evelyn?
Yes. My daughter is actually at school, and she is so mad that I got through. She doesn't believe me. She's like, Mom, you call every day. I'm like, yep, sorry.
All right, well, it'll be up in the podcast so she can listen to it after they get out of school,
perfect.
Okay?
Perfect.
All right, here we go. You get more right than Kennedy. She's over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear any of these questions. Number one, there's going to be a Tom and Jerry movie set for release in 2021. Which one is Tom and which one is Jerry?
Let me think. Tom is the cat and Jerry is the mouse.
Question number two, Jersey Shore star Sammy is 32 today. What is her nickname on the show?
I'm going to say Snooki. I don't know that show.
All right, question number three. Today is National Potato Chip Day.
Ooh,
which brand of potato chip uses the slogan, once you pop, the fun don't stop?
Pringles.
Hold on 1 second.
I was like, what are you doing?
My voice, I was losing. I need to take a little sip of coffee. Question number three, or number four, excuse me. Someone made a fake trailer reimagining the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as a current day serious drama. And according to producer Dan, it looks amazing.
What?
What's the name of Will's uncle on the Fresh Prince?
Uncle Phil.
Question number five. Someone made a chart on Reddit showing that Leonardo DiCaprio has never dated a woman over 25 years old. His current girlfriend turned 21 this year. He is 44. Which of these women has Leonardo DiCaprio not dated? Bar Raphael, Gisele Bündchen, or Mila Kunis?
I'm going to say Gisele.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow. Sometimes your mind just gets blown.
This is nerve-wracking.
That's great. Crazy.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back, Tracy.
Thanks.
Or Kennedy. Tracy got
Tracy's
3 out of 5.
Tracy hasn't left. Mm-hmm.
Tracy's
that would be
thank
sad.
You.
That would be sad.
I'm just trying to not
to
lose my voice over here. I keep swigging coffee, Kennedy, and apologize. All right.
Coffee's good for your voice.
No, it's not.
Well, it's
not
very hydrating.
It's better than nothing at this point, and I'm going to hack up along, and we don't want that.
Oh, dear.
Yes. No. These are tough. Question number one, there's going to be a Tom and Jerry movie set for release in 2021. Which
live
one's
action.
Crambone.
Which one is Tom and which one is Jerry?
Tom is the cat and Jerry is the mouse.
That is correct. Don't talk to me until we get a Speedy Gonzales movie. That's what I need in my life.
Pepe Le Pew. Ooh, although I feel like he was very... like
rapey?
Yeah.
So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Yeah.
Like if someone said that to me today, I'd punch him in the nose. So
really touchy. Yeah. Oh, he would be
so round, so firm, so fully packed.
I'd be like,
yeah,
you're right.
Damn right.
Pepe Le Pew would be brought up.
I might be firm, round, and fully packed, but I don't need anybody telling me that.
I feel like you get that on Tinder about every other day.
You're
question
right.
Number two.
Workplace harassment for that guy.
Jersey Shore star Sammy is 32 today. What is her nickname on the show?
Which one?
Sammy.
Sammy Sweetheart.
Duh. 2-1 for Kennedy. Question number three. Today is National Potato Chip Day. Which brand of chips uses the slogan, once you pop, the fun don't stop?
Pringles.
Little known fact, I eat an entire large cylinder of Pringles every time I go skiing. One on the way there and one on the way home.
You know, I was wondering what you ate on the way.
3-1. Question number four. Someone made
burning
a fake
questions.
Someone made a fake trailer reimagining the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as a current day serious drama, and apparently it looks amazing. What's the name of Will's uncle on the Fresh Prince?
I don't know.
Oh,
Phil?
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
There you go.
R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
First things first. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
4-3. Question number five.
I don't know what that was, but I liked it so much.
Someone made a chart on Reddit showing that Leonardo DiCaprio has never dated a woman over the age of 25.
He has not.
His current girlfriend, Camilla Marone, is just turned 21.
Good for her.
He is 44.
Good for him.
Which of these women has he not dated?
Oh.
Bar Raphael, Giselle Bundchen, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
You
she old. She old. She too old for him. Woo! I got one more year, Kennedy. You think I can get on in there?
I don't know. He's got a 21-year-old now.
Yeah, she's
I'm old news.
She's got three more years. Stop. So.
Too old for him.
It's like Menudo. They kick you out when you turn 18. Yeah. Get it? Nope. Children of the corn.
Tracy, I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of movie passes to see How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World. You're just going to have to figure out which kid you like better. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Tracy from Oxford, and I can't see Kennedy, but I'm so glad I have to
know. All right. I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh. She's probably got too close to Worcester.
Thank you. I love you, Tracy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gampy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee anytime. Let's see, Paulina, are you there?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Or Pauline. I'm sorry. Did I say Paulina? It's Pauline, right? Pauline.
They call me that at work, so it's all good.
No. I'm going to try and get
Pauly.
It right. Pauly. So Pauline is back for Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption
you
week.
Lost to Pauline before.
I
what
did.
Was the score, Pauline, when you won?
5-4.
Ooh, in your face,
wow.
Kennedy.
Wow.
In my face.
And how has your life changed since you beat Kennedy?
Oh, I'm so famous now. It's unbelievable. Sunglasses.
Mm,
can't go out without my sunglasses.
Girl ain't lying.
Pauline, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure thing. Can you please leave the studio, Kennedy?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions. All pop culture. You know the deal. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy has left the studio. She's over in that soundproof booth. If you tie, you lose. Question number one in the latest installment of People Are the Worst. R. Kelly's radio airplay increased by 71% last week.
Oh my God.
Garbage.
Ew.
It was the same week he did his interview with which journalist?
Gail King.
Question number two. Taylor Hanson of Hanson turning 36 today. How many bopping brothers are there in that band?
3 altogether.
Great question, Dan.
Dan, just solid, mm-bop. Solid, buddy.
And that was a hard one, too.
That's why you're full
like,
time.
I had how to many bopping?
Right, I got to make sure I, you know. I mean, Dan wrote it a particular way. I just want to do it.
That one.
Do its right. Service.
You got to read it in Dan's voice.
Right. The Toronto Zoo has named its newest baby zebra Obi after the Star Wars character Obi-Wan Kenobi. And speaking of zoos, an Arizona zoo is in the news because a dumb woman hopped a barrier and got attacked by what type of animal?
Panther.
Oh, Pauline liked that.
Question number 4. Simone Biles turning 22 today. What is she famous for?
She's an Olympic gymnast.
Question number 5. Is a Drake and Josh reunion afoot? Drake
what?
Bell and Josh Peck were spotted talking business.
Let's go.
Are you okay, Annie?
Mike.
It wouldn't be afoot, it would be a reunion.
Who was their sister, played by Miranda Cosgrove, on the show?
My daughters will kill me if I don't get this.
That's a deep cut.
I don't remember.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. That's tough. That's a tough
Kennedy! One. Kennedy!
What'd you say?
Oh, no. It's good.
Did you know this one, Annie?
Of course I did.
Oh, yeah. Annie knows this one.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
There was a 30-minute conversation
about it this morning.
Pauline got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are tough.
Okay.
In the latest installment of People Are the Worst, especially our peers in radio, airplay for R. Kelly on the radio increased by 71% last week.
Gross.
It was the same week he did his interview with which journalist?
Gail King.
So, tied at one. That was up.
Yeah.
Question number two. Taylor Hanson of Hanson turned 36 today. How many bopping brothers are there in the band?
There are three.
Three.
Tied at two. Question number three. The Toronto Zoo has named its newest baby zebra Obi after the Star Wars character Obi-Wan Kenobi. And speaking of zoos, an Arizona zoo is in the news because some dumb woman hopped a barrier and got attacked by what kind of animal?
A jaguar.
Jaguar.
Trying to get the selfie. Do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
3-2. Question Dummy. Number four. Simone Biles turns 22 today. What is she famous for?
She's a gymnast.
She's a ass-kicking gymnast. Gold medal-winning gymnast.
Can't believe she's only 22.
4-2. Question number five. Is a Drake and Josh reunion afoot, Kennedy?
Uh-huh.
Drake Bell and Josh Beck were spotted talking business. Who was their sister, played by Miranda Cosgrove, on the show?
Megan!
Yes, Kennedy! Yes.
Literally, Annie and the overnight board up. We're talking about this for 45 minutes.
I just got real lucky.
Because Megan used to always get them in trouble, and Josh Peck would go, Megan. And just look right.
Annie was walking around doing that this morning.
Megan.
Looking adorable.
Annie.
Well, I'm sorry, Pauline. Kennedy gets the win this time, 5-3 for Redemption Week. We appreciate you coming back. And I do have 4 tickets to see Paw Patrol Live. Race to the Rescue coming to the Box Center Wang Theater March 29th through the 31st. Visit boxcenter.org for tickets. And you enjoy
awesome.
Those, okay?
Great.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, my name is Pauline. I'm from Haverhill, and I can't beat Kennedy twice.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
He was totally right about that.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Yeah. I thought it was, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempi Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Lisa's from Newton. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa moved across the entire country from San Diego to Massachusetts about 6 years ago for true love.
How's that going for you?
You still together?
Yes, of course. I love my husband.
Yes, of course. I had a boy do that once. There is no yes, of course, there.
We have a feature on Thursdays that kind of says otherwise sometimes. Just saying.
Lisa, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, Kennedy is headed out. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is still considered a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
There she is. She's gone. She's got 2,610 wins, only 221 losses. Question number one, Hugh Jackman is returning to Broadway in an upcoming revival of The Music Man in 2020. Which actor is Hugh in a constant friendly Twitter beef with over getting his character Wolverine to appear in one of his movies?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
See, this is why I need my husband. He knows Twitter.
It's free.
Question number two. Life and Style magazine claims that Ryan Seacrest wants out of Live with Kelly and Ryan,
and he's
trying to find a way to get out of his contract. Who was Kelly's last co-host before Ryan?
Michael Stranahan.
Question number three. Harry Styles will have the honor of inducting Stevie Nicks at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. Stevie's being recognized for her work as a solo artist. She's already in... for her time in which band?
Fleetwood Mac.
Question number four. David and Victoria Beckham are now worth a combined $1 billion.
You said it the wrong way.
$1 billion.
There you go.
What is the name of their teenage Instagram star son who has previously dated Chloe Grace Moretz?
Shoot.
Thank you for not swearing.
I don't know.
Okay.
Question number five. Donnie Wahlberg.
Here you go, Carson.
It's going to be on Colbert tonight. He's not slinging hamburgers with his brothers or being in a 40-year-old plus boy band, what show is he on?
Shoot, I don't know.
Thank you for not swearing again.
Has the boy band been around for 40 years? Or is
and a 40-plus boy band. 40.
No. You know.
It's close.
They're just old?
It's kind of both.
Kennedy!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ken.
How are we do?
As far as I counted, I have 2 out of 5 right for
Carson. Did his best.
Yes, thank
did
you.
My best. He's
That's
a
all
tough.
We can ask for. That's all we can ask for.
You ready, Kennedy?
I am.
Hugh Jackman is returning to Broadway in an upcoming revival of The Music Man in 2020. Which actor is Hugh in a constant friendly Twitter beef with over getting his character Wolverine to appear in one of his movies?
Ryan Reynolds.
1-0. Question number 2. Life and Style magazine claims that Seacrest wants out of Live with Kelly and Ryan. Who was Kelly's last co-host before Ryan?
Michael Strahan.
2-1. Question number 3. Harry Styles will have the honor of inducting Stevie Nicks at this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. She is already actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for her time in which band?
Fleetwood Mac.
3-2. Question number 4. David and Victoria Beckham are now worth a combined $1 billion.
Wow.
Better.
Okay. What's the name of their teenage Instagram star son who previously dated Chloe Grace Moretz?
Brooklyn.
4-2. Question number 5. Donnie Wahlberg. He's going to be on Colbert tonight, Kennedy.
Yeah, kid. Mm.
When brother? He's not slinging hamburgers with his brothers or being in a 40-plus boy band, he stars on which show?
Blue Bloods.
That is 15. Woo!
Wow, what a girl.
You got all 15 of them right
what?
Today?
I got all of them right today.
Mm. Oh.
I like that you don't say it. You just are very humble throughout.
Do you get an
thing.
Extra prize or something for
no,
that?
No, I
or?
Just...
You keep track of that stuff?
You get yourself a Rice Krispie treat
I write
downstairs?
Down everything
why
every
do you,
day.
Why do you keep track of that? Are you trying to brag?
No, I'm really not.
She just wants to yell, scoreboard!
Scoreboard.
I think, in your face, is that what you wanted to say, Kennedy, to her?
In your face!
Wow.
In your face, Thursday!
It's not a good look.
Justice for Kennedy, okay? I'm really sick of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody needs to back up off me today. Mercury is in retrograde, and it is messing with my head. And that is a fact, not a opinion.
Honestly.
They still make Mercury cars?
I'm going to come
Lisa, you got yourself a pair of lift tickets to watch Houston Mountain, Big Mountain, skiing minutes away. You enjoy those, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go? Be careful, she might blow up on you.
I'm Lisa,
wow.
And I can't beat Kennedy.
She's got a hair trigger today, hair trigger!
Lisa, I love you. Thank you.
Leave Kennedy alone.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.